Hey, what's up?
Hey, Dee.
Woohoo!
Woohoo, indeed. What's going on?
Haven't seen you in years, but oh, thank you so much for all this stuff. I started listening to some of the archive shows, and I got to tell you, everything has been spot on, and I was doing my homework, checking out show after show, and about art, and about acting, and nailing auditions, and I balanced on some artwork, and I tell you, within 12 hours, I got a commission equal to my highest selling painting from last year.
Oh, gosh! Oh,
and
it wasn't my normal
style, and it was so easy and so effortless that when I finished, I started to freak out because I could hardly believe that life could be that easy.
Yeah, okay. So let's balance that. Because they said there's something here everybody's got to do. Let's balance the commitment to all the new creation that we are being easy, effortless, and joyful and expecting it to be that way. And so it is. Are there any higher words to say? No. So, you know, I was telling somebody, two of the healers that I work with, two of my students that I trained, at the 1st of January, we said, you know, we looked at each other and said, we don't have anything created here. We don't know where the money's going to come in from, right? And I said, well, we don't have to know. Let's walk our talk. We've decided we have, you know, are creating this much money in January. We don't know how, but we know we're creating it, right? I got to tell you, all three of us have created more than we usually create in the weirdest, weird ways. Somebody called me the other day and said, oh, yeah, Dee, we want to renegotiate this job with you. I didn't even remember that it was up for renegotiation, right? So that tells me one thing. Dee needs to pay a little more attention and respect to her money and what is due her. So I made a note of that. But, I mean, it just dropped in. The next day, somebody called out of the blue and called my agent and hired me for a big job. Didn't have to audition, just hired me. So you don't know where it's going to come from. Your job is to know that it is, right? And be in harmony with it, direct it, and then ask the entire universe to come in and support you. I love affirmations like this, Kirk. Thank you, because people need to hear that how simple it is when you do it and do it with a full commitment. Hold on, there's something that's trying to come in. Oh, man, it came in and
I have to tell you, my body has been vibrating almost out of control for the last hour. I wasn't sure if I was going to call. I didn't know if it was time. And I started to vibrate like my body was in two opposing earthquakes. And my cell phone has not worked well in this area for 6 months. And the call went through, and I'm sitting here trying to write, and it's like going to automatic writing, and all these things are coming out, and the pencils are flying across, and I'm like, okay.
And that is what we need to balance and claim, guys. We are directing ourselves to know that we vibrationally handle with joy everything, all our good that's delivered to us now. We can handle it. We created it, and we can handle it. And if you think about some of the other calls that have come through tonight, you can see that that was a beginning theme back to almost the first call. Yes, I can handle my joy. Yes, I can handle my knowing. Yes, I've created this now. Why am I anxious about it, right? So, yes, not only can you handle it, you created it, guys. If you can create it, and, oh, my God, you know what they're giving me now is God doesn't give you anything you can't handle, and we're God. So we're not going to give us anything we can't handle now. So go for the big ring, baby, because only the people going for the big ring get the big ring, and the other people that aren't going for it don't want it. Do you understand? So you're not taking anything away from anybody. Abraham Hicks says the same thing. Every healer that I know, they get the same information. There is so much good to go around, but you've got to take the energy and do something with it to create it. And that's what you brought in, Kirk. Oh, my God. Thank you for that one.
And for anybody that lives by themselves, I use a Sharpie. I write my affirmations, and I chose that I am supported and acknowledged in this life. And boom, from the beginning of the year, right on the tiles in the shower where I see them when I'm in the office in the gym. You know,
it's a great way to reinforce what you know.
Yeah.
You know, and you sound like you have a lot of fun doing it, and that's a big part of it too, baby. Thank you for calling in, and keep letting us know about all your amazing adventures and achievements, okay?
I will.
Okay.
Love you.
Thanks, honey. You too.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.